The first reading on this, the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, is taken from the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep, as a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among his scattered sheep. So will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from the foreign lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them upon the mountains of Israel, in the lands, ravines, and all its inhabited places. In good pastures I will pasture them. On the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing ground. There they shall lie down on good grazing ground, and rich pastures shall they be pastured on the mountains of Israel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the stray I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose, beside restful waters he leads me, he refreshes my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall want. I shall not want. There is nothing I shall want. You set the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The second reading is a reading from the book of Romans. Brothers and sisters, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find the courage to die. But God proves his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were sinners, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his holy life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and the scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in a desert and go out after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, first of all, I have to, it's kind of crazy here because I'm in the airport in Pittsburgh waiting to take off to Phoenix for the National Catholic Men's Leadership Association, which I'm the spiritual director for, and it's kind of noisy here, even though it's 5:05 in the morning. And there's some people right down that just start talking very loudly, so in case you hear them, sorry. But what a great day, huh? Today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And there's two things we got to focus on. The first thing is that how much God loves you and how much God loves me. And the second reading is filled with that he died for us. Now again, Jesus died for you. Think about it. If someone sat there and you're in the electric chair and you're going to die, and someone comes over and you should die because you did something that deserves death, and someone comes to you and they stop the execution and they take you out of the chair and they hug you and they say, "Listen, I do this for you. I will pay the penalty for what you've done, and I'll give my life so you can live." That's exactly what Jesus Christ did for you. He is the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. That's you, that's me. And then he's calling us to have that same heart, that we would do anything and everything to save people. And again, I talk about this all the time, but boy, I don't live it all the time. But that's what we all got to constantly be doing. We got to be these people who rejoice over the lost sheep, that we go and we try to get everyone to repentance. We don't do it by screaming at them, "I've tried that, it doesn't work." We do that by showing them the love of God, because that's the way God has done it to you if you're truly converted. It's not an act of fear, it's an act of love. God's calling us to be like him. So today, receive his love. Thank him for his love. And be an instrument of his love and mercy to all you meet. Show them the Sacred Heart of Jesus inside of your life. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.